There's great concern by a number of schools in Omagh about the Struro campus. There's been a recent delay, as was well documented, that be another few years before the campus even begins. That drew me to ask questions about what is the delay here. The Permanent Secretary finally, after a number of questions that I posed to him in letters and correspondence officially, has confirmed to me in person this week that he has not got the authority or the power to sign off on the Struro campus in the absence of a minister. That is hugely worrying. And what that means is, for anyone listening out there, very simply, it means that the Struro campus will sit in limbo, like the A5, like our schools, like our health service, like everything else that is going to the wall at the minute, will sit in limbo until such times as a minister is back at Stormont.
And as you say, the Struro campus is a huge investment for Omagh and indeed the whole of West Tyrone.
It's the biggest schools project across the UK and in Ireland. It'll be a huge benefit to our young people, our children, to our teachers and educators across the various schools that are impacted, because they'll get new facilities. But my concerns have been confirmed, my fears have been confirmed, that again, like all those other projects that I've named, this project will sit on the sidelines until such times as there's a government and an assembly back at Stormont. This is now affecting ordinary people's lives. This is affecting our children, it's affecting our schools, it's affecting the society that we live in, and it cannot go on any longer. Our people deserve so much better.